It went straight down the middle.
From the Legends Golf Club in Franklin, Indiana, it's Straight Down the Middle, the way we like our tee shots and our golf discussion. Now, here are your hosts, the 38th president of the PGA of America, Ted Bishop, and me, Brian Hammonds. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Down the Middle. I'm Brian Hammonds, along with Ted Bishop, and as we tape this episode, we're just a couple of weeks away from the second major championship of the year, the PGA Championship, to be played at Oak Hill in Pittsford, New York, just outside of Rochester. And there's no better person to help preview the PGA than the head professional at Oak Hill, Jason Ballard.
That's true, Brian. Jason is closing in on his 10th season at Oak Hill Country Club, and this year's PGA will be the second major that Jason has hosted as a head golf professional. And, you know, Oak Hill Country Club is the only club in the United States to have hosted all six of the men's major championships that move around the country. They've got two great courses there, the East Course, which will be site of the PGA Championship, as well as the West Course. And, Jason, before we kind of get into a PGA Championship preview, talk a little bit about Oak Hill and the two different courses that are there.
Yeah, thanks, Ted and Brian. It's great to be on with both of you. You know, Donald Ross did a fantastic job designing both our West and East golf courses. He actually designed quite a few golf courses in the Rochester area. And, you know, our members really like and play the West golf course more often than the East golf course. The guests play the East more often, but the West is much more member-friendly, wider fairways, a little bit shorter off the tee. The East is just a challenge, and it creates a lot of challenges for our members to play golf every day. So anyways, great to have both the East and the West on our property and give our members lots of opportunities to play.
Jason, the first question that many people ask is, how long is your East course closed to the members leading up to the championship?
Well, that's an interesting question. When the PGA Championship was in August, it wasn't closed that long prior because we were in the middle of our season. With the championship moving to May, we actually closed the golf course in October, which is somewhat typical. But we are not opening it for our members until post-championship. So it's remained closed all spring, and we'll reopen on Memorial Day weekend post-championship. So it actually opens right after, which in a lot of ways is better for our membership to have a championship early in the season where they can play the golf course for the rest of the summer. So I'd say it's a win-win for us.
So that's basically given Kerry Haig, Brian, who is the chief championships officer for the PGA of America, I guess, Jason, that's pretty much given him the entire spring to prepare the course to host a major. And how often has Kerry been there?
Kerry comes up quite often, and he'll certainly be here beginning advance week next week. But many, many trips, Kerry and David Charles and the entire crew. Our on-site crew, which is led by Brian Carnes, has been on site for a year and a half now, and it's just a great partnership between the PGA and Oak Hill. And I can tell you, without any play on that East golf course, I've never seen it looking so good.
Well, Jason, before you came to Oak Hill, you worked as an assistant professional at Augusta National, Congressional, Inverness, all obviously major championship venues. Did you learn anything from those stops to help you now when it comes to hosting a major championship?
Absolutely. Great question. To answer your question, working at all those venues, the U.S. Open at Congressional was a big learning experience, but all those Masters tournaments are etched in my memory, and not only working at those golf courses, but also for the PGA professionals, working underneath them. I learned so much from all of them, and I'm just hoping to pass that information on to my staff and my assistant professionals here at Oak Hill.
You know, Oak Hill last hosted the PGA back in 2013, and that was won by Jason Duffner. Now, there have been some changes to the golf course since then, right?
Yeah, quite a few changes. They started actually prior to my arrival in 14, a tree removal project started. And then the real changes happened when we hired Andrew Green to restore the golf course into more of what Donald Ross had envisioned in the past. And so we've added some length. I think the golf course will play about 260 yards longer than it did in 2013. It is a par 70, so there's only two par 5s on the golf course. Both will play over 600 yards in this championship. And every green complex has been renovated. All the fairway bunkers and greenside bunkers have been renovated. So the golf course will look and feel much different than it did in 2013, and we're excited for the best players in the world to see it.
Yeah, Ted, I have a question for you, and you're obviously very qualified to answer this, but I always thought the PGA had the best setup in major championship golf. I mean, it's challenging, but still fair. What is the philosophy of the PGA when it comes to their championship?
Yeah, that's Brian, great. Oh, go ahead, Ted.
No, I'm sorry. I think that you have to give all the credit to Kerry Hegg, who we previously talked about, the chief championships officer. And Kerry has obviously been doing this for a long time. But I would say that, and Jason can chime in when I'm done, but a couple of trademarks that would be Kerry Hegg championship related, I guess, would be, I think you can always count on somewhere in the mix there's going to be a risk reward drivable par four, but he's going to set the golf course up very fairly. He's not a guy that ever worries about whether players are going to be under par or over par. I think he does a good job of adjusting the course setup based on the weather. He's very fair in pin placements, and I think the overall philosophy of the PGA of America has been that we want to see the best players in the world go out and have the opportunity to score and play a very difficult golf course. And the thing that the PGA of America can hang its hat on each and every year is that the strength of the field in the PGA Championship, based on the World Golf Ratings, it's the toughest field among the four majors. I'll let Jason add anything he wants to that.
I think you said it very well, and I was going to say the same thing, that Kerry does a fantastic job setting up the golf course. I mean, we kind of use the motto here at Oak Hill, the toughest, fairest test in golf. And I think what he does and his philosophy is it's somewhere between the U.S. Open and the Masters, right? It's at the Masters, you see a lot of birdies, a lot of eagles, and the U.S. Open more pars and bogeys or worse. And so Kerry likes somewhere in between. And I think you're going to get that at Oak Hill. I mean, I think the last time Jason Duffner finished with a winning score of minus 10. And so a lot of single digits under par have won here. I will say our members remember when Jay Haas won here. In 08, the winning score is plus 7. So I don't think he wants that for this championship, but if we can get somewhere around that minus 10 number to minus 15 number, I think that would be where he'd want us to be.
Well, that kind of goes right into the next question, and this is the third time that Oak Hill has hosted the PGA. Jack Nicklaus won here in 1980, but the last two were won by Sean McKeel and Jason Duffner. And I think everyone would agree that those are probably two guys who certainly weren't considered favorites the week leading into the PGA Championship. So, Jason, what type of player would you say Oak Hill favors?
Great question. I was just with Sean McKeel the last couple of days. He was out here. And, I think before our tree removal, it was certainly someone that hit it dead straight. And Sean was that guy that week. He wasn't one of the longest guys on tour, but he hit it the straightest that week. And, even though we have some trees that have been removed, our fairways are still fairly narrow. So I think our average fairway width in spots is 25 to 27 yards, which is fairly narrow. And so I can tell you that our superintendent, Jeff Corcoran, and his team do a fantastic job. And moving the championship from August to May allows us to grow the rough maybe thicker than we could in August. So I can tell you that we've had a little bit of rain this past 2 weeks, and I was just out there, and that rough is extremely thick. Kerry will tell us come championship week how high to cut it, but I can tell you even if we cut it at 3 inches or whatever it is, it's going to sit down in that thick rough. So I think somebody that hits it, fairly straight, and obviously in this day and age, you kind of have to hit it a little bit longer. But I think fairways hit are going to play a key factor in this championship.
You know, that, and that's a couple of great points there, and it leads me to a question. When you talk about mowing rough, and particularly this time of the year, when moisture can certainly be unpredictable, and it's a factor, the temperatures are cooler, the grass is obviously growing a lot faster, you're cutting those roughs with rotary mowers. I mean, how do you manage the rough height? And I guess the other thing, and I'm curious to know, is how do you manage removal of clippings when you're into the kind of weather that you've been into the last couple of weeks? To get that rough grass to stand up, if you know what I'm saying.
No, absolutely. And I can tell you, anyone that's mowed the grass up in western New York in May knows what you're talking about this time of year. It certainly is. It takes a lot of equipment, a lot of manpower, and so we have a lot of fantastic staff that work for us. But also, as you know, Ted, quite a bit, it takes a lot of volunteers that help. And so we have a great group of volunteers coming in to assist. They're already, some of them are already here. They're either past superintendents that have worked for Jeff in the past and are coming back to give back to the club. And so I'd say it takes a lot of manpower and a lot of equipment, and luckily we have both.
Jason, Ben Hogan once called the first hole at Oak Hill the hardest starting hole in championship golf. With the length these guys hit it today and the modern technology, does that still hold true?
Great question. I would say if you look at our past history, holes number 17 and 18 have typically played in the last few championships the hardest. So I would say at one point, a 460-yard opening hole, the dogleg left to a fairway that sloped to the right with out of bounds right, would have played the hardest. However, maybe his nerves played a little bit of factor being the opening tee shot in a championship. But if you look at the history of the last few championships, number one has not played the hardest in relation to par. So it is a tough opening hole. I think par is still a very good score. But, these guys are so good and so long now. I mean, some of these guys will have short irons into this hole now.
You may have just partially answered this question, but what would you consider some of the key holes during the PGA Championship?
Great question. I can tell you that we, through the renovation, our sixth hole has been revigorated and brought back to life to what Ross had initially envisioned, although just like many courses, we've added length to that. So that hole can play 503 yards, par 4. It does have a penalty area off the tee on the right, and then also the same penalty area, it's called Allen's Creek, that meanders through the property that affects the approach shot on the left. I think the stretch of 6, 7, 8, 9 is going to play a key factor on the front, and then certainly 16, 17, and 18 on that second nine. For players looking to make a little run, make some birdies, I really think you're going to see that holes 12 through 15. That's where the players need to make their run, because there's not many chances to make birdies on some of these holes. I mean, I think we have three par fours that will play over 500 yards. Maybe for you and I and our members, that's difficult. But if they're hitting at 320, and some of those guys are going to hit 7 to 8 irons into these greens, I can't fathom that. I think I'm hitting hybrids and fairway woods into them. So, I think 17 and 18 are going to play a pivotal factor, just like they did in our last few championships. And who can forget McKeel's famous shot he hit on the 72nd hole in 03 to seal the deal over Chad Campbell.
Speaking of that 18th hole, Jason, what will be the length of number 18 this year?
Yeah, 18 is going to play 497.
And for those that don't know, it's you're hitting into an elevated green from where the fairway would sit below the green. Will the rough be grown all the way up that hill leading up to the green, or will that be cut short?
Good question. There was some discussion over to potentially bring that down to a lower height, although quite frankly for our members, I think that would be too much of a challenge. So I think it's definitely going to stay rough, which the players will need to make sure that they carry their second shot onto the green, because to your point, it will just stick in there. But anything shorter than that, I think on our everyday players, Ted, they would really struggle with that. And so it was determined to keep that long.
Sure. So when you were at Augusta National, obviously there would be a lot of players that I'm sure would come in and play practice rounds leading up to the week of the Masters. Have you seen that same type of thing with the PGA Championship this year at Oak Hill?
Yeah, so as we're taping, we have some players on the golf course today. I will say, due to the early nature of our championship and the grass conditions up here, we didn't open for practice rounds until May 1st. So, you know, typically some players may come in off weeks, months in advance. We did not have that. And the PGA Tour schedule certainly changed a little bit to where you have elevated events leading up to the championship. So you have Quail Hollow, which is an elevated event. And so I think what will happen is as players potentially miss the cut at Quail Hollow, would come up to practice. But also, you know, the Byron Nelson is still a very large event the week before us. And so I'm pretty sure some of those Texas players will want to play in that. So I would say it's been a little bit lighter than anticipated, but it will definitely ramp up as we get closer.
How many past PGA champions are in the field this year?
Ooh, that's a good question. I should know that. I'd have to get back to you on that, actually. I think there's probably I think Phil's going to play, and Sean McKeel's going to play. Jason Duffner's going to play. So definitely I'd say, you know, probably six to ten, somewhere in that number.
Well, you know, this is kind of a funny story. 2013 was one of my years as PGA president, and I'm pretty sure Duffner shot that 63. That's the course record on Friday. I think it was on Friday. But I had the opportunity. I was going to go out and follow Steve Stricker that day, and it turns out he was paired with Jason Duffner. So I had the privilege of seeing every shot in that 63 that Jason shot that day, and then obviously had the opportunity to hand him the Wanamaker Trophy 48 hours later. If you had to pick a favorite, several favorites, I mean, who do you like with the way the course is going to be set up?
Well, always pulling for a PGA club professional, right? If there is a favorite, we're certainly not probably one of them, but always pulling for our friends that work in our industry. But if you have to pick a favorite, and this is probably not a far stretch, you know, Rory McIlroy is obviously one of the best players in the world, and he is a member here. So, you know, that would probably be at the top on most people's lists anyways. And obviously, he's a great driver of the golf ball, which I think still fits into whoever's going to contend here.
Jason, I'm just curious, what is your role during the PGA Championship, during a major championship? Because it always appeared to me that the head professional just kind of laid back and let the sanctioning body take care of everything, but I'm sure that's not true. What is your role during a major?
Well, I just figured I'd just take a vacation and just leave town. I'll tell you, it's being a PGA professional and hosting the PGA Championship is really a dream come true. And I tell you, my assistants that are working underneath me, they're so excited to have this championship here and to be a part of it as a PGA member. One thing we're trying to do is trying to elevate the PGA member experience while on property. So PGA members have access to the PGA Championship. They get to bring their family and a guest. And so we're really trying to improve that experience while on site. So we're doing a little bit of that. I have some staff that's working in the merchandise pavilion. I'm currently looking at out my window right now. It's 55,000 square feet. Pretty impressive. And then we also manage the practice tee operation. We almost have two different practice tees operating at the same time. Just because of the nature of our golf course, we have to use our West golf course as our range. So, and then throughout that week, you know, we've got a lot of responsibilities. Just we have some speaking engagements and some media things. And some we talk to future sites. So Valhalla will be here, and Aronimink, and some other future sites will be here. So it's all part of that experience, and we just love all the different hats that we wear, and it's such a proud moment for me and my staff. Couldn't be more happy to have the championship here at Oak Hill.
How do your members feel about it? Are they excited about hosting a major championship, or are they grumbling a little bit because they don't see the golf course now until Memorial Day weekend?
No, my members never complain, ever. So, no, I'm just kidding. We have a fantastic membership here, and I'll tell you, it's built in our DNA. If you look at our kind of our creed or our motto here, it's to host major championships, to continue to host major championships. So it's something that we're very proud of. Our members volunteer in droves. The community comes out and support. We just had a study done where the economic impact to Rochester is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $200 million. So, you know, we don't have any major sports here in Rochester. Kind of golf is our major sport. You'd have to drive, I guess, to Buffalo to kind of have the bills. Yeah, it's really an exciting time here at the club. The members are excited, but also the entire community has really come together for this one.
You know, years ago, I was in Rochester doing, I think it was an LPGA event, and we played the East Course at Oak Hill. And my only thought was, as hard as this is, day in, day out, why would anybody want to be a member at Oak Hill? But I guess that West Course is kind of your savior, huh, as far as the members are concerned?
Yeah, that's the reprieve, although it's not much of a reprieve sometimes. The greens actually have some more undulation than they actually do on the East golf course. So while it's a little shorter, a little bit more fair off the tee, the rough is typically a little bit shorter. The green complexes are very, very difficult. But, yes, absolutely. It's nice to have both. And every once in a while, you just have to go get beat up on the East, and then you go back to the West and kind of get your ego back a little bit.
Yeah, you do get beat up on the East, that's for sure.
Jason, I've got to ask this. What was it like replacing a legend like Craig Harmon as the Oak Hill Country Club head professional?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot, and my typical response is, I usually get asked, how do you fill his shoes? And I wear size 8.5 shoes, so I couldn't fill anybody's shoes, so it didn't really matter. But I just tried, for me, it was just focusing on member service, right? Not that Craig did anything wrong, because he did a fantastic job here 42 years, but I was just focused on member service and changing things slowly. And, the club is adapting a little bit. It's becoming younger. We're using more technology now than obviously they had in the past. And so for me, it's just an honor to be able to carry on his legacy. I kind of joke that there's only been two head professionals the last 51 years, and I just kind of leave it at that. They don't know how long Craig was here before I was. But Craig is still a great friend of ours. He's been a mentor to me during my career and my time here. And if I ever need a favor, I give him a call or some advice, and he's always had that door open for me and couldn't thank him enough. And I'm just glad he's still part of Oak Hill.
Well, I want you to do a personal favor for me. I want you to say hello to Ron Fluta, who was the president of the club when we hosted the 2013 PGA Championship. And, Brian, Oak Hill was one of the sites of our buddy's trip that we took with Mike Greenberg, who was a previous guest on this podcast. And that was Jason's first year as the head professional there. And it was, without a doubt, it was the best trip that we took. And I have had nothing but the best and most fond memories of Oak Hill. And I can guarantee you those members enjoy hosting major championships. They live for that. And I can tell you as well that there's no one that's going to do a better job hosting this major this month than Oak Hill Country Club and their golf staff.
Well, Jason, last question, though. What's your best round around the East Course?
Good question. I would say this, that I have two answers. I have one that's the members tees, which we play a lot more often, and that's 68. And then from the championship tees, we just won't even talk about that. I will say, Ted, I echo that with our members. And Ron Pluta, just so you know, is the 2023 general chair of the 2023 PGA Championship. So he's super involved in this year's championship. And, you always have a home here, Ted. You're more than welcome. I would love to have you out anytime. So you're a friend of Oak Hill for life.
Well, I appreciate that. And, one of the other great things we did during the 2013 championship was a Habitat for Humanity house that we built and gave to a local family in conjunction with the PGA Tour wives. And I have nothing but the best memories of that week. It was always will be a highlight of my life.
Well, Ted, what'd you shoot there?
Well, I'll tell you what, funny you say that. I did play with McIlroy and Craig Harmon in the media day, and I think I beat Craig, but that's all I can remember.
See, Brian, there's a theme here. We don't like to talk about our score on the
Yeah, I got that. Jason, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate your insight into what we might expect at the PGA Championship. I hope the weather cooperates and you have a terrific PGA Championship week. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Jason Ballard, the head professional at Oak Hill Country Club, which, if you count the USAM, Ted, and the senior majors, this will be their 12th major championship that they will have hosted. And it's also hosted a Ryder Cup. So it really is a terrific old-school venue.
Yeah, and I think the most interesting thing to me, Brian, will be the first PGA championship that Oak Hill has hosted in May. As Jason alluded, they've previously all been in August. And I can just tell you the rough up there in August was brutal. So I cannot imagine how difficult this golf course is going to play. And you heard him say they've added 260 yards to it. It's a par 70 golf course on top of that. I would be surprised if the winning score is in double digits under par this year. I think it's going to be a real tough venue and a lot of fun to watch.
So you're the agronomist expert. So the rough will be more difficult in May than it was in August?
Oh, absolutely. Well, just because you've had cooler, wetter weather in the spring and the grass grows faster, it's thicker, it's more dense, and I think the golf course is going to play longer because of that. So, yeah, I think it's going to be it's going to be the toughest major of the year. There's no question about that.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Well, that will do it for this episode. Thanks to Jason Ballard for joining us, and thank you for listening. For Ted Bishop, I'm Brian Hammonds. Join us again next time for Straight Down the Middle.